Britain clinched a last-minute Brexit deal with the European Union on Thursday, but still faces a challenge in getting it approved by Parliament. Reuters' Francis McGuire has more.
The EU and the UK agreed a new Brexit deal on Thursday.
Discussions over the past days have at times been difficult, but we have delivered, and we have delivered together.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson called the deal great and urged UK lawmakers to approve it. Johnson ally and leader of the lower house of parliament, Jacob Rees-Mogg, also praised the agreement and said it keeps the UK in one customs union. But a note of caution, we've been here before with previous PM Theresa May. Johnson now faces the same difficult task of getting his deal through the UK's parliament on Saturday.
That was Reuters' Francis McGuire. Prime Minister Johnson will need 320 votes to get it ratified. Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn called the deal worse than the one negotiated by former Prime Minister May. A key U.S. lawmaker in the U.S. House of Representatives' ongoing impeachment inquiry into President Trump has died. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more on the death of Representative Elijah Cummings.
Cummings' congressional office says the congressman died early this morning at Johns Hopkins Hospital due to complications from long-standing health issues. As chairman of the House Oversight and Reform Committee, Cummings led several investigations into President Trump's governmental dealings. He played a key role in the congressional inquiry into the president's attempts to pressure Ukraine's president into investigating Joe Biden. Cummings was 68 years old. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is VOA News. President Donald Trump expects a successful meeting Thursday in Ankara as his vice president and secretary of state push for Turkey to halt its offensive in northeastern Syria. Meanwhile, the president continues to reject that he is responsible for the operation meant to push Kurdish fighters from the border region. President Trump has put his administration forward as being a best place to mediate between Turkey and the Kurds. Trump administration officials called in congressional leadership to discuss the situation in Syria Wednesday, but the explosive meeting ended with lawmakers walking out. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Congressional leaders were meeting with President Trump to discuss the situation in Syria, but Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the gathering quickly devolved.
It was sort of a diatribe, a nasty diatribe.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi noted the House had just voted 354-60 to oppose the president's U.S. troop withdrawal from Syria. She says Trump went off.
Probably got to the president because he was shaken up by it.
But House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy criticized Pelosi for leaving the meeting after some purported name-calling by Trump.
The other Democrats stayed and actually had a very productive meeting.
Later, Trump tweeted, "Nervous Nancy's unhinged meltdown." Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. Ambassador to the European Union Gordon Sondland is scheduled to appear Thursday before lawmakers on Capitol Hill. The House of Representatives members are conducting an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump's relations with Ukraine. Sondland is expected to say President Trump would only offer a White House visit to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky if he committed to investigations involving his Democratic rivals. Former Trump administration officials have testified behind closed doors on Capitol Hill throughout the week as Democrats continue to build the case Trump invited foreign interference in the 2020 election. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
Democrats face pressure to hold an impeachment vote by year's end, avoiding the official start of the 2020 presidential election in February. Still, some said time shouldn't be a concern.
It's important to take note that we're not rushing so that we give any impression that we're happy at doing this, that this is a celebration, that all we want to do is to move the president in or out.
Democrats' next step, learning more about the text exchanges between Trump officials, including former European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland, set to testify Thursday. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
Hong Kong's pro-democracy lawmakers on Thursday condemned the violent attack on pro-democracy leader Jimmy Sham of the Civil Human Right Front. The full story is on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
VOA, all the hits and more.